When you hand over your vehicle to a mechanic, you hope they have the proper training to do the job successfully. Same is true when you leave your dog with a groomer, your child with a swim coach, certainly you or someone you love with a person providing medical care. Now, regarding that last example, there's a move in New Jersey to allow nurse practitioners to take on the role of medical doctors. Considering how New Jersey, just like elsewhere in the nation, is experiencing a shortage of healthcare providers, sounds like a good idea, doesn't it? Well, my first guest says it does not. He's a doctor of internal medicine and member of Physicians for Patient Protection, Dr. Ian Kahane. How are you today, doctor?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me, Chris.
And learn more about the issue we were talking about here with Dr. Kahane, along with the other issues touched on by Physicians for Patient Protection. It is physiciansforpatientprotection.org as their website. This involves, the bill is S-1522, and this is not the first time this has been tried to be stamped officially through legislation, but it basically eliminates the need for what's called a joint protocol, allowing nurses to write prescriptions independently after 2 years or 2,400 hours of working collaboratively with a doctor, and also involving anesthetists. Nurses would be able to work without any requirement for supervision by a licensed physician. And this is something that's been put into practice in New Jersey back with the COVID pandemic and is still allowed to exist. What concerns does this idea raise with you, doctor?
Chris, I think you hit the nail on the head with your initial analogies. I like to use the analogy of an airplane. A flight attendant knows so much more than me about an airplane, it is unbelievable. However, I don't want them to take a 50-hour class and then try to fly the plane. And that's essentially what's happening right now with nurse practitioners. Nurses, or RNs, are an incredibly valuable part of the healthcare system. I absolutely love my nurses, but the training they receive is very different from medicine, from what a physician receives. And what's happening now is we're seeing nurse practitioners get just a little bit more education, and suddenly they can prescribe. And like you said with the mechanic, or like I said with the airplane, I much rather have the pilot in charge than the flight attendant trying to land. And that's what's happening when we're trying to let these people who essentially have no training in medicine at all try to pretend to be doctors. And it damages patients. There's a second set of this coin, too, that's really important, which is in New Jersey, there's a huge nursing strike right now. Robert Wood Johnson has 1,700 nurses on strike. One of the problems is that those RN nurses don't have enough support and teammates. Why? They're being sucked into nurse practitioner programs and going on to prescribe medications, but they're not doing the nursing job. And we need our nurses. We need our RNs. They're so vital. And there's just not enough of them as they're going into this role that I think is lesser and less helpful as a nurse practitioner.
I was doing research and reading about the various aspects of this issue, doctor, and I started thinking ahead, and here's a what if. I don't know if anyone has addressed. What if this program is implemented, and there is a history of it being implemented in localities, certainly in more rural areas where doctor shortages are magnified, and there have been many cases, very basic mistakes made by the nurse practitioners. So if this program is expanded and it implodes within itself, won't we just be adding to the long-term healthcare practitioner shortages because we wind up reducing the people who are there to do the job?
Well, Chris, again, the solution is not to add more flight attendants. It's to add more pilots, right? So it's the same thing. Unfortunately, our federal government puts a bottleneck on the number of physicians that can be trained every year. So what we need is more medical school spots and more residency spots. That way we can train more physicians. There are about 10,000 MDs and DOs per year who are not allowed to train into a residency because the spot does not exist. So you have 10,000 doctors every year just sitting on the sidelines who can't practice medicine because they're not allowed. But nurse practitioners go through a 34th of the training and they can suddenly prescribe. It's really, really scary.
Is that just a matter of it's less expensive to train and send out a nurse practitioner into a hospital versus what it would take to invest into a doctor?
Absolutely. It's much less expensive to pay a nurse practitioner. Nurse practitioners make about a third of what a physician does. It's a lot less training time. But much like the pilot, what happens when you have less training and less cost? You have more accidents, right? So as you highlighted earlier, nurse practitioners, it's very well documented, are more likely to order unnecessary imaging, are more likely to order unnecessary tests, increase the cost of medicine, and decrease the safety. You have an increased chance of death in general if you're only seeing a nurse practitioner as opposed to seeing a full healthcare team that's led by a physician.
Talking with Dr. Ian Kahane, representative of the Physicians for Patient Protection, physiciansforpatientprotection.org, their website. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Proponents of this idea put forth, I mean, they're going to paint the most positive picture they can out of this, and they say that this would lighten the load for doctors and enable them to better focus on more time and higher quality patient care.
I would say absolutely no way. It's creating a lot more of a burden because I spend several patients a day fixing nurse practitioner mistakes from other practices. Again, I think there's a huge misconception on the amount of training. Even though they're paid about a third less from physicians, nurse practitioners, they receive 1/34th the training. The average physician has more than 20,000 hours in training, minimum 17,000 hours in training. Petco dog groomers are required to train for 800 hours under another dog groomer before they can groom a dog independently. Nurse practitioners only have to have 500 hours in training in their field in order to be able to write a prescription. It's scary, it's dangerous, and I can tell you, I speak to ER doctors all the time and primary care doctors all the time. It's adding to their load because they're getting attacked by nonsense that is generated by the nurse practitioners who have insufficient training.
It's annoying, too. This isn't happening in New Jersey and elsewhere, too, but here in New Jersey, where this was a state which was adding to the mandates if you wanted to be a professional hair braider. But then now they're lessening the requirements for a nurse practitioner. Or now I've noticed some of the proponents using a different term. Now they're trying to relabel this, and they're calling them advanced practice nurses, as if there's something more glorifying in the title versus masking over the lack of experience, which I find that to be quite disingenuous.
And Chris, two things with that. Number one is you're right. I look at it as a step down. The problem is a lot of nurses are trying to sell this as a step up. Oh, you have an RN? The next step up is to go to a APP or an APRN and prescribe. I look at it as a step back because my RNs are so much more valuable to the healthcare system. They do stuff that I don't even know how to do. Their training is totally different than mine, and they're so valuable as an RN. These ARNPs really are not valuable, and they're not helping with the rural health crisis. They're going on to Botox and dermatology practices, and they're hurting patients when they're going into areas where a physician should really be present. And the second thing, which is very big that you highlighted, is a lot of people don't even know who they're seeing. They go to an urgent care, and they go to an ER, and they assume that they're being seen by a physician. And lo and behold, the person that's treating them is not an MD or a DO. They have almost no training, and they miss critical things that cost people's lives.
Looking forward again on this issue, the hospitals, as we discussed, they look at this as a means to save money. But if negative results come about through this practice, aren't they making themselves more liable? I mean, as it is, more and more doctors are getting out of the business just because of the cost of malpractice insurance and what it costs to run a medical practice. This does not sound like it's going to help that cause in any way, shape, or form.
No, I think the cost of healthcare will go up with nurse practitioners. The reality is the cost to the hospital, though, might go down, right? If you're hiring somebody who costs you a third less to pay, and they're going to order more unnecessary imaging and more unnecessary lab tests, the hospital gets to make more money. Who doesn't make less money? The insurance companies. And then who winds up paying more? The patient. So at the end of the day, it's increased money for the hospital from several angles, but increased cost to the patient.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, in the state Senate in Trenton, the bill is S-1522. If you go to the State House website, you can look it up and read it for yourself. And the difference being this time around, as I said as well, this has been attempted to make it an official legislative stamp in the past. This has bipartisan support now. So if you are in agreement with what Dr. Gahane says, with the concerns that he has spotlighted here, this is probably, I would think, worthy of your time to pay attention to alert your state senator about this and share your objections and concerns about it as well. And do some research, too. If you Google the term nurse practitioner, you might be a little surprised about what the fair and factual results you come across. Learn more about this issue as well as the work of Physicians for Patient Protection, physiciansforpatientprotection.org. Dr. Ian Gahane, thanks for raising the awareness about the issue that I think a lot of people don't want to have people pay like us pay attention to. Thanks for being here today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. It's definitely needs to be exposed.